Monday. No, that's the wrong podcast. Hello, welcome to The Ranger Lifestyle. I'm your host, Mike Estivic, here with
Donya Hassan-Shahi
and Anthony Sharda.
Here we go. Here we go. We're talking about the importance of working hard here at Redwood.
Awesome sauce.
Awesome sauce. This is part of a special three-part series where we're talking about Mr. Shane's famous phrase, get involved, work hard, be nice. Today's episode is on working hard. So here I have two experts at working hard. We've got Anthony Sharda. We have Donya Hassan-Shahi. So why don't you go both introduce yourselves, you know? Yeah.
Okay, right, awesome. I'm Donya Hassan-Shahi.
I just had to point to her. Yeah.
Thanks.
Thanks for interrupting her.
Yeah. My name is Donya Hassan-Shahi. I'm in water polo, basketball, and swim. I'm secretary of Club 55, and I'm publicity chair of Future Healthcare Professionals.
I'm sorry. No.
Why are you?
That's going to look so bad on audio recording.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Okay.
Anthony just looks so surprised.
I don't really have much to show for me. I ran track and got last in all my races, so.
Hey, it's okay. I didn't win in swim either, so you're good.
She's still the secretary of a club.
Okay. Anthony?
I'm Anthony Sharda. I ran track.
Yeah, he ran track.
Woo!
You know, this was slightly demeaning.
No, it's okay. We're really proud of you.
We are.
I don't really have much else to show for my high school career, but.
It's okay.
You know what? Yeah, no. Let's go. Okay, so working hard, it's an important thing.
Yes, sir.
I think.
Mm-hmm.
You think? You just said yes, sir.
I do think.
Why do you think working hard is important?
I was just pointing to myself. The fly, yes. That I was going. I think that working hard is really important because, I mean, you're self-motivated. And when you're self-motivated, you know, it gives you more, I guess, it pushes you to be your best. If you work hard, you're your best self. And then you could reflect on, like, what you do and how to improve and what to learn, what not to learn, like, how to learn from your mistakes. I think it's just a really fundamental part of growing as an individual.
Okay, so I think that working hard is good because, I mean, if you don't work hard in life, you won't make it anywhere. You can't prove to yourself that you're worthy. You can't prove to others that you're worthy. You can't really make it anywhere in the world without working hard. Hard work is what really gets you through life and what gets you the things you want. Because if you don't work hard, you can't have anything. That's how, like, you know, billionaires are billionaires, because they worked hard to get there. They didn't, like, sit down and it was just given to them. They had to work hard for that.
Yeah, you have to implement the hard work.
Mm-hmm.
So do you both think that working hard is a necessity that you need to learn in life? Or do you think it's this sort of just a path to higher success?
I really think that it's a necessity because you have to train yourself to work harder. I mean, if you don't train yourself, then how are you going to improve yourself? I mean, you don't just gain the step. You don't just gain it in life. You have to work for it. And exactly, that's what working hard is. I mean, if, like, for instance, when you're little, you learn how to add, and like you do 1 + 1, 2 + 2, blah, blah, blah. And then you learn how to multiply. And it's just a step everything is a step in life. And then you just have to build on that.
Okay, I agree with that, but also I'm not entirely sure it's a necessity, mm-hmm. because, like, there's just people who simply don't want to work hard at all, you know?
Well, yeah.
Like, there's people who are just lazy, or they don't really have much aspirations in life, or they don't plan on going far. So, like, for them, it's not a necessity, but for others it is, who actually want to make something of themselves, you know?
Well, you work hard at something. You work hard to be lazy. You avoid everything in your path. I mean, you work hard to get good grades. You work hard to get bad grades. You just, everything kind of comes in play. But I totally agree with what you're saying.
Seniors, yeah. They're working hard to get bad grades. They can come back to Redwood.
That's one thing.
They work hard to be sarcastic.
Okay.
Yeah. Seniors are pretty sarcastic. Okay. So how do you think working hard applies here at Redwood? What does it look like to have this heart of, like, I'm going to go at it, I'm going to work hard?
I mean, like, honestly, I commend the athletes and, like, the club presidents and everything. I mean, they're involved in a lot of stuff. I mean, I know some people, too, two of the CSF officers got the Seymour scholarship, and I was really happy for them. But they're also involved with athletics and other clubs, which I think is really interesting. I mean, in Redwood, all the students, like, you meet different people through clubs and through athletics and through academics and things like that. So if you push yourself, you meet people with the same motives. And even if you don't work hard, I mean, I guess you meet people along the way, but people eventually motivate you to be your better self.
Yeah, I think that summed up what I was thinking.
Okay. So I called you both here because I consider both of you hard workers.
Thank you. You as well.
Working hard, what do you think it's given you? What reward have you seen?
I mean, for me, I'm really motivated by my grades. And so, like, I guess working hard has really given me that extra, you know, push as to me realizing, like, what I'm able to fulfill as an individual and how I can input in the community and things like that. So I guess it just gives me, like, a better understanding of the world around me. It makes me put things in perspective.
For me, I don't know. I guess motivation is just the achievements I get. Like, you know, when I'm able to accomplish something, like, you know, I make a new PR in, like, running track, or, you know, I lift something heavier, it gives me the motivation to keep on going because, like, wow, I improved there, you know?
Exactly.
I'm actually able to do something. So it gives me sort of the motivation to do that.
Hmm. And what would you say? Say someone's, like, feeling like they can no longer work harder. Would you have any words of encouragement for that person?
Well, yeah. I mean, sometimes people get burned out, they get tired, and that's totally valid. Like, everybody has that. I mean, I have those days where, for instance, I love writing, and sometimes it's really hard for me because I get writer's block because I push myself so much. So what I would say to those people is that it's okay to give yourself a break. It's okay to feel, if you feel bad, I mean, about giving yourself a break, that's totally okay too. I mean, it happens because you're so used to pushing yourself. And the most important thing to realize is, like, what I do is I reflect. I'm like, okay, I've done this and this and that, and I mean, this is a lot of things that I've done, you know, I've accomplished in this amount of time. So honestly, give yourself a break, applaud yourself for all that you've done, get some ice cream for yourself, hang out with friends, or even just read a book, watch some Netflix. Honestly, I have some good shows, guys, to watch. So that's my advice. Just take it easy.
Dang. Okay.
Dang.
Anthony, any advice?
She took a lot of the cake there.
No, it's okay. Add what you were going to say.
I don't know. I suppose just, like, yeah, don't feel bad that you take a break. You know, you won't get anywhere without these struggles. So, you know, everyone has, like, a struggle every once in a while.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
It's not, like, out of the ordinary, you know. Yeah, just keep on going, you know. Never give up, you know, one step at a time.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, you both know the tradition. Your guys are going to have to come up with a sign-off.
I'm so excited. Okay. I don't know what I should put as a sign-off. Thank you guys for listening.
Well, didn't even give Anthony a chance over here.
I've never had a good sign-off.
No, he's going to try. I'm going to put something, and then he's going to put something, okay? Does that
okay,
work?
Okay, wow.
Yeah. Okay,
she's
Micah.
Calling the shots out here.
Yes.
Okay, then.
Is
that
okay with that?
Yeah. This is her podcast now,
no,
Micah.
Yeah.
We got to go.
See, I told Micah I should co-host, and then he immediately rejected that idea.
Yeah, I did too.
Rejected is a strong word.
You did, though.
No, I'm co-guesting with Anthony. Like, that's enough, okay?
Okay.
I'm going to say the sign out now. Thank you guys so much for listening, not watching, because there's no visual thing, yeah. But have an amazing day. Keep working hard. And if you don't want to work hard, that's totally okay too. Be your best self and be a Redwood Scholar.
Okay. My sign off. Thanks for having me, Micah, and thanks for being a great co-guest with me,
yes,
Donya.
Thank you, Anthony.
And just have a good day. Keep pushing hard. Without hard work, you won't make it.
Yes, sir.
Whew. We did it.
Did we?
Yeah.
Whoa.
We no longer have to do anything else. Like, ever. Yeah.
I hope so.